Kalamazoo resident Chris Nelson is one of singer-songwriter Willie Nelson's biggest fans. After following him and his music for more than 30 years, the local man has a huge collection of Willie Nelson memorabilia and the stories that go along with them. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
You know, I love Willie Nelson. There's no doubt about it.
Of course, Chris Nelson is not alone. On the occasion of Willie Nelson's 70th birthday, the accolades rolled in. Blues man B.B. King said Willie Nelson should be a pope because he's got one of the biggest hearts and he believes in helping people. As the Texas musician approaches his 80th birthday in April 2013, he is revered by even more people. Songwriter Bruce Robeson borrows the slogan, "What Would Jesus Do?" for the title of his current song.
What would Willie do? Long ago, he came unto us.
Chris Nelson has three rooms in the basement of his Kalamazoo home full of posters, music, personal photographs, autographs, backstage passes, and guitar picks, collected since 1979. Chris says he used to see up to 14 Willie Nelson concerts a year and was in the audience so often that the singer recognized him by sight.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy? You still like Hank Williams, Chris?
Goodbye, Joe.
Chris Nelson figures he's been to 225 Willie Nelson shows over the years.
Chris Nelson meets Willie Nelson April 16th, 1979. That's first time right here.
Okay.
So on this placemat here is every 10 years there's an autograph of Willie on there. That's been through 34 years of saving it and taking it to Willie every 10 years. There's a 79 and 89. Here's 2011. There's 99.
Do you have a favorite Willie Nelson song?
I think it's Funny How Time Slips Away, especially the older I get.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time.
Here's Willie playing at Miller Auditorium. And he has a Willie Nelson Luck, Texas hat on here.
Mm.
Luck, Texas is his western town that he made for the Redheaded Stranger movie. And that's where he has horses now. He's taking in horses that are getting ready to be slaughtered. Willie will buy them so they don't have to get slaughtered. And in this western town, he's got a corral, and there's all his horses. I've been there. Willie says you're either in luck or you're out of luck. Well, I've been in luck once for about an hour. These are the backstage passes back in the late 70s there. Mm-hmm. To Chris, my pal, love Willie Nelson.
Man, you saved everything, right?
I'm a Willie Nelson freak. I'm all about Willie Nelson.
Chris has thousands of items in his collection, and over the years he's been invited onto Willie Nelson's tour bus and backstage at concerts many times.
Being that it was Labor Day, it was hot. We gave Willie a can of Natty Light here, Natural Light. And this is the picture we took of him. He's chugging the beer. He said, "Thanks, Chris, you're a real pal." And I said, "That's a fact, Willie." There's this picture of him drinking this. And here's the actual Natty Light can with his autograph on it. That's pretty cool, too. So it's like everything, you know, everything I could grab and keep a hold of, I've done.
Why is Chris Nelson a self-proclaimed Willie Nelson freak? It's because of the music, yes, but there's more to it. Songwriter Billy Joe Shaver says Willie is everybody's brother. Chris Nelson puts it this way.
He understands that people love him, but he gives that love back to him as well.
For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.
But remember what I tell you, in time you're gonna pay, and it's surprising how time